third day in a row we went with pads in the morning. We've got a lot of good work in. Now this afternoon, we've got about an hour and 15 minutes jog-throughs offensively and defensively with 10 minutes of special teams. So goes back to our schedule a couple days ago. But I've been pleased with the effort. It's been good.
Kenny Peterson kind of up and down, but getting another chance to kind of show what he can do out there?
Well, I don't know about up and down. We've got a lot of competition. And at the end of the OTA days, Kenny earned a chance to be our starter. We got a lot of competition. You know, we evaluate this by day, and he's doing a good job.
What did Coach Lawrence tell you that convinced you that he was ready for the D coordinator?
Well, he's been a D coordinator. You know, was a D coordinator last year. Jim Bates called the defenses. You know, we've gone back to some of the things we've done in the past. We got away from some of those things. And, you know, I know Bob for well over 20 years. And he's a heck of a coach. One of the most knowledgeable people that I've been around. And he's doing a heck of a job. Players are well prepared. They know what they're doing. And hopefully we can keep on getting better.
How's Ebenezer coming back from injury? How's he doing?
Good. At the end of OTAs, looked a little sluggish. You could tell that there was soreness in the leg area. But since he's been back, he's looked much better. His legs are back, and he's improving every day, so that's a good sign.
Is Selvin looking like he's ready to be a starting running back?
Well, Selvin was our starting running back for the majority of last season. You know, after Travis got hurt after the fourth game, Selvin was our main guy. You know, he averaged over 5 yards a carry. You know, he's about 215 pounds. He's great shape. Big learning curve from your rookie season to your second season, and hopefully he can take advantage of it. But obviously he's got a lot more confidence going into the second year, and he's had a good offseason, so hopefully it pays dividends for him.
After 3 days, how's Brandon Marshall looking with hands?
Good. You know, hands, no problem. You just got to get back in football shape. Anytime you miss all those OTA days and the majority of the offseason program, you know, it takes some time to get back in football shape, but he hasn't skipped a beat. Making plays left and right, and he's just going to get better and better as his body, you know, gets in football shape. Okay, well, introducing Selvin Young, 6 foot, 215, guaranteed. How many yards was that? Go on, Selvin.